The Last Week in December, written by Ursula Dubosarsky and read by Rebecca McCauley. Dorothy reached into her handbag and pulled something out. She laid it on her lap. Bella stared at it, at the brown leather quilting and the two golden press studs, the ornate letters B-E-M. "Look what I found in your bottom drawer," said Dorothy, but Bella looked away. "I was hunting about for blankets," continued Dorothy in a brisk voice, not at all ashamed about going through someone else's things. "You were all out after lettuce, a fool's errand, I could have told you. Anyway, there I was, shivering away in that great room, so I started to look about here and there for some extra warmth, and I found this in your bottom drawer." "The tobacco pouch," said Bella. Where had her voice come from? She had no will to speak. "I knew you'd taken it, of course," Dorothy went on, "all those years ago." Bella jerked her head up. This time she meant to speak. She had to. "You knew?" she said hoarsely. "You knew it was me?"
"Oh, yes."
"But how?"
"Oh, well," Dorothy shrugged. "I remembered how you looked at it. Then it mysteriously disappears without a trace. With children, my dear, it's very easy to put two and two together."
"Why didn't you say something if you knew?" Bella unexpectedly found that she was angry more than anything else. How could Dorothy have known right from the start and not said anything all those years? Her arms and legs were trembling. Perhaps Dorothy could see how she felt, because her voice became a little gentler. "Bella, dear, we all do things we wish we hadn't. I couldn't see the purpose in making a fuss. Why, I used to steal myself as a child." "You?"
Bella was dumbfounded.
"What did you steal?"
"Oh, many things," said Dorothy casually. "Most children do, of course. Chocolate bars were my downfall. From sweet shops."
Bella blinked.
Dorothy as a child was hard enough to picture. Dorothy surreptitiously stuffing Mars bars into her pockets. Impossible.